standing by. Over.
Jeremy and Joe continues now.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
From the Mobile Huntington Bank Studios, located at Rodeo Goat in Edo.
Presented by Michelob Ultra.
Here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
Joe George and Josh Beard here with you today. Jeremy Branham will return on Monday. Myself, B-Mac, and Ryan Lima will be on the air tomorrow from Patterson Park. You might know Brian from the Sean Salisbury Show on another station, so he'll make his return to local Houston sports radio tomorrow. Excited to have him joining me. But we'll be out there, and remember, if you come out, you'll have a chance to win a $500 gift certificate to Republic Boot Company. All you'll have to do is come to find our promotion table, sign up, put name, number, email, put it in a little box, little fishbowl, and around 5:30, we'll announce the winner, and we'll give you a call and tell you that you won. But World Cup, Josh, it's going on right now. For a lot of people, even if you're not the biggest soccer fan, like I'm not a huge soccer fan, but like when you think of like bucket list things you can go to, this is kind of one of them. Like being able to go to the games. Now, unfortunately, it's a little pricey to go to these games, which is why you should just come to Rodeo Goat and watch the games. Huh. Way better time, honestly. But I feel like this would be a bucket list item for a lot of people. It's still, for me, I've been looking at one of the games of, like, do I want to splurge a little bit?
How much are the tickets for the game that you're looking at?
The Saudi Arabia game is, like, $150.
That's not too bad.
It's the only one under $500.
It's better than Knicks tickets right now.
Every other World Cup game is, like, $500 to $900.
That's crazy.
So there's, like, one game that's affordable. But, yeah, Knicks tickets are insane.
Yeah.
I saw someone say, like, they bought their tickets for, like, $18,000 and they could have resold them for $45,000.
Yeah. The nosebleed section 400 tickets are like $4,000.
Yeah. That's a lot. So when you think bucket list sports, what was the first thing that came to mind for you?
Super Bowl, not even close. I don't care who the teams are. Bowl is like the number one bucket list thing for me. The luxury of like working in or having worked in sports radios, we get to go to a lot of cool stuff. And there have been some things. You and I actually got to go to the national championship together. I would have said, that's a bucket list item. We got to go.
It was
awesome. And not the best national championship. It was actually a pretty competitive game.
No, Michigan-Washington was good.
It wasn't great, but
it was a good game.
Right, and the food was incredible. So that was a bucket list item that I got to tick off. But, yeah, man, like I think far and above, not even close, Super Bowl is like the number one thing that I would love to go to. Probably closely followed by the Summer Olympics. I think the Summer Olympics would be, but that's like an event too. That's not even just like.
Do you care for the Summer Olympics what you go to?
No, but I'd probably make, if I'm going to the Summer Olympics, unless it's like heat, when it would be here, I'm probably making it like a week and I'm going to go to like multiple different things. It's going to be an event. It's not just going to be like a one-off. Yeah. I'm going to go see this track. The track and field stuff would be the stuff that I would want
to
see the most.
My dad and I have been talking about that, about trying to go to L.A. in 2028.
It'd be a lot of fun.
And he was asking, he's like, well, if we do this, like, the trip is going to become exponentially more expensive if you decide you want to go see Team USA basketball.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, I'm good. Like, I can see basketball games play all the time. I've seen Team USA play.
Right.
It was an exhibition game at Toyota Center. It's not the full thing. They were playing some bad team, some bad country, and, like, they whooped them. But, like, I would want to go swimming.
Yep.
Track and field, see that stuff. Like, and even, like, the 4x1, the 100 meter, like, 200, like, that's going to be hard to get into. But, like, I would go for, like, the 400.
Fun fact, and, like, the hurdle events are my favorite events now.
Yeah, I would love to go to that.
Both of my kids have inexplicably become very good at hurdles. I don't know how. Like, if you had ever asked me to jump over a hurdle, even at its shortest setting, even at my most athletic, couldn't have done it. Would have died. Too afraid. But both my kids are hurdlers, and so, like, I was never, like, crazy into track and field. I threw discus when I was in high school, but I only did it for a few years, and it was fun. Track meets were a lot of fun, but I'm, like, deep into the track culture because both the kids are in high school track, and they're both pretty good. So it's, like, those things turn into, like, all-day events, especially with those big relays and stuff. So I would have a blast going to the Olympics and watching the track, but I would love, the 100 and 4x1 would be great. But the 4x4 would be fun. 400 would be great. Any of the hurdle events, watching all the field events would be a blast. Like, that's, I think that and gymnastics would be the things that I would care the most about at the Summer Olympics.
Yeah, see, gymnastics, if I was going to go spend the money on the Summer Olympics, I wanted to go watch something I know the rules for.
Yeah, my kids were both in gymnastics, too. Yeah, still don't know the rules. Yeah. I don't get it.
A couple things from the text line. AJ, let's get the ejection music ready. Josh, I don't know how much you listen to the show. Probably not all. It's okay.
Yeah, never. I never. I hate you guys, actually.
But 7308 says 100% Joe wears gloves while peeling crawfish. You're wrong. Ejected. See you later.
Out of here.
Oh, it's been so long since
I've
heard that music.
I love this music.
It's been so long since I heard it.
He's so right, though.
No, I don't.
Yeah, sure.
I don't.
Okay.
You have the look of salt. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah,
I'm
white?
You don't. Racist, you don't.
2702 says Super Bowl and Masters. Yeah, Masters is up there for me.
18th hole? Are you walking?
I'd love to be there for 2 days and do one of each.
Yeah.
You know, like 18th on the last day would be cool, obviously, but like the other day I'd like to walk.
Fun fact, been to the Masters.
Really?
Yeah. One of the places where linguists go in a past life, one of my jobs, I was visiting some of my buddies who were ground linguists. I was at the station. It was during the Masters. And so you can like, they get tickets for guys or you can be a volunteer. So I was there for like 2 months. During that time, volunteered for it, and then just got to walk around.
That's awesome.
It was very cool.
Yeah,
very cool.
It's at the top of my list. Like you said, like I've been fortunate enough to go to like World Series games, National Championship. Like I've been to a lot of cool stuff. So Masters is one. Super Bowl is up there for me. I would prefer to watch the Bears play in the Super Bowl or the Texans.
Yep.
If it was just a game, I'm fine with that too.
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah, like dream bucket list item would be like Texans in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That'd be incredible.
So I think like if I was going to like narrow it down, like I would love to go to a game 7 of an NBA Finals.
Yeah, that'd be good. Like, that'd be fun.
Or like even just like a closing game of a Finals. Like, you know, like getting to experience that would be up there for me.
Yep.
But I think the Masters is number one on my list, even though like I'm not like the biggest golf fan. Like I like it, but like that's such a cool thing.
Yeah.
So the Kentucky Derby kind of falls into that for me, too, where, like, I don't really care about horse racing, but, like, it's the Derby. I'd love to just be able to say, like, I went in my life.
And just experience
the Kentucky Derby. Like, it'd be a lot of fun.
The U.S. Open or Wimbledon would both be
for
cool.
Sure.
Like, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, like, I don't like tennis, like, but, like, it would be awesome just to go.
Yeah.
And, like, experience it.
I've tried tennis before. Again, not my cup of tea. Not great at it. I even tried pickleball recently. I thought, hey, the net's shorter.
You probably got hurt.
Smaller surface area. I did not get hurt, but I did almost get hurt, and I quit while I was ahead. Not great at pickleball. Not my sport.
6357 says the College World Series.
I've been to the College World Series a couple of times because I was stationed in Omaha.
Yeah, I want to go back. I was very young when I went.
Yeah.
So like, I don't really remember it. Like I think it was when Miami was really good. So I remember watching them play.
Did you beg to leave early? Is that what happened?
Yeah, he did. He absolutely did.
I don't think I did. I think we stayed for that one. So that's up there. Let's see, 5518 says the Final Four. Yep, that's a good one.
Final Four would be cool. Final Four would be great. Yeah, I went to the World Series the last few years that it was still at Rosenblatt before they went to the new stadium because they were building the new stadium when I left. It was when LSU was winning championships and really good. It's kind of same thing. I volunteered at a burger thing for like 2 hours, served burgers to people, and then they're just like, stay the rest of the day.
That's awesome.
I just watched all the games.
I think for honestly, I'll say like my personal thought on the Final Four one is I didn't love going to the Final Four. Like I got tickets when it was here at NRG.
Yeah.
Which time?
So Nova Syracuse.
Oh, see,
so
I went to the year where VCU and Butler in Connecticut and Kentucky.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if this is where you're going with it. I wanted to go just because it was a bucket list thing. But one, the basketball was terrible. And unless you have
great
like,
seats,
great seats, you can't see a damn
exactly.
thing.
Exactly. Yeah. I think going, I would, for me, like for college basketball, I would much rather go to one of the venues for the opening weekend.
Yeah.
And like, and even though like you're going to miss all the other games, at one of those stadiums between, you know, Thursday through Sunday, there's probably at least 6 basketball games, I would imagine. Like, I don't know the exact breakdown.
I think you get 4 each day.
Yeah, so, like, I would love to do that, almost preferred, than going to a Final Four, unless your team is playing in it. But I don't love, like, the football stadium set up for college basketball.
Same.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, like, the seats aren't that good.
Yeah, I sat in the end zone that year that I went, and, I mean, I could see it, but you can't really tell much detail.
Yeah. Anything else for you, Brian?
Yeah, like one thing you guys hadn't mentioned, and I've been to a lot of professional boxing matches, but nothing on the stakes of like a major, like a Canelo Crawford.
Yeah.
To have like be ringside for like a Canelo Crawford, a Mayweather Pacquiao, not the rematch, but like something like a major fight, like that once every 5 years type fight.
Yeah.
Like I've seen Julio Cesar Chavez fight. I've seen Canelo fight. I actually fought at Minute Maid Park and knocked a guy out in 3 rounds. But like a major title fight would be awesome.
Yeah, I think the same for UFC. Like I've been to UFC fights, but not to a big one.
Yeah.
Like I want to see like a real UFC fight, like title on the line. Like I think the one here at Toyota Center, like two or three times ago, there was not. It's been a while since I've been to one. There wasn't a title fight. It was just like a UFC fight night, which is fun. Like it's just not the same.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
The Canelo fight here was awesome.
Yeah, Canelo and James Kirkland, that was such a great... I mean, it was fun.
I mean, it was
he knocked him out in 3 rounds, then he killed him.
Well, and it's, like, unforgettable because the roof.
They opened the roof, and then it started raining, and you had to start closing
it
back.
Which is crazy. Like, I cannot... I still, like, that's one of the most baffling
just
things.
Just look outside. Yes. Why'd like, you open it?
I couldn't believe they did that.
There's clouds.
Like, and that was, like, the first time I realized, like, how slow... Like, I feel like I'd never seen a stadium open before.
Yeah.
And it's, like, it starts so opening... Slow. And it's raining, and there's a fight going on, and then they start closing it, and it's just like the slowest thing
ever. Were you on media row?
Yeah, yeah.
Same. Papers everywhere. It was just everyone's papers were just
comical
everywhere.
It's one of those, it's probably the most comical thing I've ever been at, like with a sporting event, seeing that like there was no one outside being like, hey guys, it's raining.
Yeah.
Like, this is a bad idea. I know the Twitchers will love this. WrestleMania.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, WrestleMania. Yeah.
I've done the Rumble.
I would actually enjoy that.
Yeah, I did the Rumble.
We did the Royal Rumble together. I did it with you when I was at Minute Maid.
Yeah, I went to the Royal Rumble at Minute Maid, and I went to the in 17 when it was in San Antonio.
Oh, nice. The one at Minute Maid was the one where Edge came back, right?
Yes.
That was a big pop.
That was sick.
Screamed my head off.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. It was a good time.
Still a weird day, though. Cause like
Kobe died.
I think like my buddy who came with us, like he was meeting us at my apartment, and then we were driving over. When he got there, it's like, dude, Kobe died.
Yeah.
Like, weird day. And then,
very
like,
strange day.
Because you can even, I feel like you could kind of feel it, where, like, you could tell, like, everyone was still kind of talking about it.
Yeah, for
like,
sure.
At Royal Rumble, where everyone was, like, still kind of trying to figure out if it was real.
Yeah.
Because no one really wanted to believe TMZ right away. Like, that was just a very odd.
Well,
odd
like,
day.
Weirdly energetic, but somber.
Yeah.
It's like, both were happening at the same time. It's super strange.
3404 says, bucket list in order, Super Bowl 1. Wimbledon Finals 2, Kentucky Derby 3, World Series 4. Says they like baseball. They love to go to a one game of a seven-game series.
Just any game in a seven-game series.
My favorite sports memories are World Series games.
Yeah.
Like being like fan and media, like going to – I've been able to do both. And it's just like – it's – I don't know. Like it's hard to explain because like I love baseball so much. Like, being in, like, that environment. And that's where, like...
It's electric, man. It is. Oh, you know what? I would actually, even though it's not... Like, we've talked about it earlier. It's not my cup of tea. I don't seek it out, but I would love to go to a playoff hockey game. I think that'd be a Stanley Cup
like
game.
Like a game seven of the Stanley Cup Finals.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
That'd be great, yeah. Can you imagine going to the gold medal match, America versus Canada?
Oh,
the
man.
Okay,
you know what? That's my bucket list item.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
Gold medal game for hockey
that's
Olympics.
That's my dream,
Is there – do you guys have any – you have any college football ones you haven't done yet?
I've been to a lot of, you know, obviously some Longhorn games, but I've never seen a playoff game. I would love to see a playoff game. Or just, like, even beyond
have
playoff
games. Have you gone to the
Cotton Bowl? Sorry?
The Cotton Bowl?
I've never been to the Cotton Bowl, no. So that's on there. But I'd also just love – like, Texas has obviously played at Ohio State. They played at Michigan. I'd love to – go see a Texas game at one of those historic stadiums.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything for you for that?
I'd like to see a game in the Rose Bowl. I think that'd be fun.
Oh, yeah.
College football,
yeah,
just to go to the Rose Bowl and see a game there, I think it would be a blast. Honestly, I'd love to go to a Notre Dame game. I think that'd be
great.
Be really sick.
Definitely go early in the year.
Yeah.
Their seats were, like, pissing me off. They don't shovel.
Oh, at all? So you just sit in the snow?
Yeah.
Sick.
They don't shovel at all.
Okay, Joe.
Not in the cheaper seats.
We're going to do a late season game in the cheap seats.
We got there and, like, we were playing Northwestern. Northwestern won. And, like, we got to our seats and there was, like, a foot of snow and they're bleachers.
That's crazy.
So it's on your bleachers and the whole row is, like, snowed out. So everyone's just, like, shoveling snow backwards.
That's awful.
Been sitting on snow.
Oh, it was awful. My ass was so cold.
We did one bucket list
Please
item.
Clip that.
One bucket list item that we got to do recently, Savannah Bananas game, was
dude, I'll
so
be
honest,
like,
fun.
It was a great time. Like,
it was so much fun.
I didn't think I was going to enjoy it that much. Like, I was like, Joseph's going to like this. Like, your kids are going to like it. Yeah. Like, it's going to be fun for them. But, like, it was a good time.
It was a blast. It was, like, legitimately fun from beginning to end. It was a really, really fun time.
I was considering, like, going watch them play at Wrigley this year.
Oh, yeah?
But, like, I'm just not worth the money. But, like, I was like, man, like, it was so much fun. I think, yeah, for me, college football, like, well, if it ever comes back, like, Notre Dame USC is at the top of my list. I want to see A&M Texas now.
I went once to that.
A&M really? Texas is fun.
Yeah.
I've been once.
It was Vince's freshman year in College Station.
Okay, so where do you think this is? I got Longhorn Aggie. Where would you, if I were to go, what do you recommend?
I would go to College Station.
Okay. Yeah, dude, the environment of both is so great.
It's like, great, but I think College Station's a little more unhinged.
It is definitely more unhinged, but the presentation in Austin is so
good,
though.
The presentation's better in Austin, but I think the fan on just craziness is more in College Station.
I made the mistake of going to Austin to watch the game. My son and I went to Austin.
This last year?
Yeah, this past year with, because there's like my brother and his friends do this big tailgate. I'm like, hey, what if I came to Austin? And I forgot he did the tailgate. I was thinking like, hey, let's watch at the house. He's like, dude, that's a great idea. So we get there and he's like, all right, so we're going to leave at this time to go to the tailgate. I'm like, uh-oh. So when you guys won, oh, absolutely I was. I was wearing like my nice Aggie. Everybody was like super cool, but like there was some jeering. Keaton became a man that night. My son, he's 15 now. Yeah. He became a man. He took off his shoe, threw it against the LBJ library because that's where the tailgate was. Some guy started mouthing off to him. My 15-year-old son flipped him off, told him to F off. The guy started walking towards him, so my six seven younger brother started walking towards that guy. And my brother's just still mouthing off, my son's still mouthing off as a 15-year-old, just be like, come on, come on, come on. I'm like, dude, you became a man tonight. It was the best experience. But he did have to learn a valuable lesson of if you're going to go into enemy territory and lose the game, you got to deal with all of the trash talk.
No, I'll tell you, like,
yeah, I wore a Roy Williams jersey when I went to that Aggie Texas game in 2003.
Yeah.
But the Longhorns won by 30, so it was fine. Yeah. They didn't have much to say.
Yeah, if you go into enemy territory and you win, like, everyone around you is going to be mad, but they know they can't talk crap. Unless you're in the Raiders or Dodgers.
I almost walked into Reveille, so I could have got killed.
Dude, yeah, be
like,
careful.
I was walking down, and there was like a line, I don't know, I guess it was cadets, and Reveille cut across, like I had a blind spot. I couldn't see past.
Yeah, sure.
Anyway,
sure, dude.
I'm trying to fight
a dog.
I thought College Station for the Notre Dame game was incredible.
Awesome, awesome
it
atmosphere.
Was such a
Kyle
great...
Field's a good time pretty much any time I go to anything. I know I'm a little biased, but it's a great football viewing experience.
A couple other from the text line here. Let's see. This is a cash or trash that we can do today. They should have the roof open for the World Cup matches.
Oh.
No, it's too hot, man. It's June.
It's too hot. All these Europeans are upset.
Are they mad at the heat? Yeah. They think they know hot. We haven't even hit heat yet. What
no,
are they talking about?
Come in August.
Chill, guys. We haven't even gotten hot yet.
Oh, that you know what? There was one thing I forgot to put on the rundown. There was this guy from Spain. No, Germany.
Yeah, the dude who from Germany.
Who had like 76,000 Twitter followers and now he has like 2.5 million.
Yeah.
Just because he went to Bucky's?
It's not just that. His journey to the United States has been incredible.
Yeah, J.J. Yeah. Watt helped him out, yeah.
What's the one place you tell him to go to here?
Oh my God. In Houston, in Texas?
Yeah.
In Houston, Texas?
Yeah, because he's on his way here.
Man, I'm blanking. It's the barbecue place that has the man bear pig. Oh, it's one of the best barbecue sandwiches I've ever had.
Right? No.
No, it's not Killen's. Oh, help me out, text line. There's a barbecue place near downtown. It's got the man bear pig. That's
Franklin's?
No, it's not Franklin's. No, it's not Franklin's. That's absolutely the number one place that I would tell him to go. Where would you tell him to go, Brian, while I think about it?
The original Ninfa's on Navigation.
Great choice. Great call. I was going to say, I love Killen's.
Killen's is fine answer.
That's the one I would say. Like,
Pinkerton's.
Pinkerton's.
That's a great option, too.
I would specific. That's good, too. At the job that I work now, we have people come from Canada and all over the U.S., And I actually made a list. That original Nemphis is on my list, but I made a list of, like, top restaurants to go that literally Nemphis and Pinkerton's are the top of my list, and getting the Man Bear Pig is like, if you can handle it, buy that thing. That is one of the best barbecue sandwiches I've ever had.
Yeah, there's a lot of – there's so many options. Like, I think that's why I think this is a great city for the World Cup.
Yeah.
Like, I think people are going to get to experience so much.
A lot of variety, a lot of good food.
I saw somewhere that – I read somewhere that there's a hotel that's shuttling people to Bucky's.
Yeah, yeah, there
which
is.
What, like, to the one in Louisville?
I think it's in the Dallas
area.
Oh,
yeah. Madisonville?
Yeah. No, I don't even think it's Madisonville. I think it's the new one that they put in just, like, between Dallas and Waco is where they're shutting down 35.
Yeah. Which is, like, such a funny thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like,
I guess if they're in Houston, they could go to either League City or Baytown.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, because I think about, like, I don't know, when I got married and all my friends came in from Illinois and
or
family.
Texas City, that is.
And they were like, where should we go? And I was like, well, there's a Bucky's not far from the wedding venue. And they were like, what's a Bucky's?
I was
like,
why are you telling us to go to a gas station?
And I was like, well, it's a gas station,
kind
but like on like Mark McGuire level steroids.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, just go. I was like, first of all, there's alcohol there that you can buy for the hotel. But there's also good food.
Yep.
And there's crazy amount of things that you can buy. Like, you're going to get lost in there for an hour for the first time.
Bucky's food, like, if you're talking about road food to, like, stop and get something while you're driving,
it's
better than most, like, it's better than any fast food restaurant.
Absolutely.
It's better than most restaurants that you could stop and get food at. It's
Bucky's is, like, kind of, I'm going to make a fantasy football comparison.
Yeah,
Bucky's is like Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah.
If he was just a running back, he'd be elite. If he was just a receiver, he'd be elite. Like, Bucky's, if it was just a restaurant, would be elite.
And then, like,
if it was just a store, it'd be elite. If it was just a gas station,
it'd still
it'd be elite.
But the smaller Bucky's, like down 290 in Cypress, is like Christian McCaffrey coming back from an injury.
Yes.
Still better than most people.
Yeah, yes.
Just not quite as good as Christian McCaffrey at his peak. Yeah.
A couple other before we go to break of the bucket list items for people. 5518 says the World Series of Poker.
Oh,
that's a great
such a good call.
I would
main event, obviously.
Yeah, I would be very curious what it would be like to see that in person. Like,
to play or to watch?
To watch.
To watch.
Yeah, I don't think I'd want to go and watch. I think I'd only want to go and play.
No, I definitely like have like, how am I going to save 10 grand at some point in my life and convince my wife to let me spend on a ticket?
No, trust me, I've had that internal thought for a long time too.
Bucket list item. Go back in time to an old-timey riverboat. And go watch poker games on a riverboat.
5518 also says Daytona 500, Indy 500.
Yeah, I think that'd be cool. Like, I've been to, like, drag races and stuff. That, like, car stuff, racing stuff hasn't really ever been my jam.
Same.
But it is fun. I don't like watching on TV, but it is a ton of fun to just be there and, like, kind of feel, because you feel it in your chest, dude. Like, there's, like, the pressure and the power around it is pretty cool.
And then last one we got here, which is on mine, and I forgot. They said they're a Longhorn fan diehard, but bucket list is LSU night game in Death Valley.
Oh, yeah.
I almost said Death Valley. Seeing the Aggies play in Death
Valley
would be
fun. I will say, like, the whiteout at Penn State, man.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Like, that's such an incredible, like at some point, like, that's one of my, like, my dad and I were talking about this while we were on vacation. We're like, I'm going to stop doing this Notre Dame podcast stuff at some point. And I just want to go to, like, I want to go to TCU, I want to go to Baylor, I want to go to A&M, I want to go to LSU. I want to hit all the Texas schools and, like, local-ish ones. And
Rice.
Then
and then
sure. And then start just, like, going from there. And, like, I just want to catch a game at, like, all the stadiums. Like, I love
I've heard the Baylor Stadium's great.
Yeah, like, I'd love to go
on the water.
Yeah, like, I'd love to go to Waco and, like, watch a good game. I ain't driving to Lubbock, but I'd love to go to Lubbock.
Yeah.
And, like, watch a game. Like, it'd be awesome.
The drive to Lubbock is awful.
Real quick. The worst sporting event I've ever been to is freaking that Cyclone Stadium in Ames, Iowa. Went to go see the Aggies play Iowa State. Worst drive ever was across the state of Iowa, there and back, and it's one of the worst sporting events, sporting venues, and stadiums I've ever been to.
Really?
Yeah, it's bad. It was small. I felt like I was trying to watch a college football game in a high school stadium.
Yeah.
Garbage.
It's small.
Garbage city, garbage state.
Even Iowa's football stadium, like,
small, yeah.
But, like, looks cool, though. Like, maybe it's just the tradition of, like, waving to, like, to the Cancer Award. Like, is a cool thing to, like, see in person.
It is amazing some of the Big Ten schools, how small. Like,
yeah.
Michigan's obviously
Michigan
massive.
Michigan and Ohio State are huge. Like,
but you see a lot of others, like, 55,000, 60,000.
Dude, Northwestern, I'd say not was.
Like, Indiana Stadium's not that
Northwestern
very
was
either.
A joke, dude.
Oh,
I
really?
Couldn't believe it.
I'm not surprised by that.
There are high school football stadiums here that were bigger than Northwestern.
I'm not surprised by
it. It's unreal.
One thing everybody should put on their list, because it's actually a lot of fun, even if their fans are insufferable, is a Cornhuskers game, any Cornhuskers game. It's a lot. Lincoln's a lot of fun on Saturdays, man.
Yeah.
It's a good vibe.
All right, when we get back, Josh doesn't get to do a lot of radio.
There's not like a lot of radios overstatement.
It's not
none,
my fault.
You're
busy whenever I need fill-ins.
That's true. That's fair.
But
I'm sorry for having a job.
He's got pent up, old man Josh.
Yeah, I do.
Get off my lawn takes. So we're gonna let him vent. We'll get some of our old man sports takes as well. We'll do that next right here on ESPN 97.5. Houston, your road to $1 million starts here on June 13th. The Road to Fanatics games. It's coming exclusively to Dick's House of Sport in Friendswood. Step up to the PK Challenge. You can punch your tickets to Fanatics Fest this summer in New York, where you can compete against 50 of the biggest athletes in the world, like Tom Brady, David Ortiz, Noah Lyles, Cam Scadamo, and more. Participants will test their accuracy with penalty kick attempts aiming to strike a designated target in the goal. At the end of the competition, the top three winners will be selected to qualify for Fanatics games this summer at Fanatics Fest. Pull up and get ready to show us what you've got only at Dick's House of Sport in Friendswoods. Even if you're not competing, you can enjoy free athlete photo ops with Nico Collins, Daniil Hunter, and Tank Dell, plus card breaks, giveaways, and more that you do not want to miss. June 13th, Dick's House of Sport in Friendswood. Spots are limited. RSVP now at fanaticsgames.com. That's fanaticsgames.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Huntington Bank Studios, located at Rodeo Goat in Edo.
Presented by Michelob Ultra.
Here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
Joe George, Josh Beard here with you today. Thanks to Rodeo Goat for having us out here from noon to 6. We appreciate the hospitality and great customer service we get from O'Shea. She's been awesome. Ask for her when you come on out. We've had some great food, some good drinks as well. Sorry I made fun of your drink, Brian.
And my burger.
No, I didn't make
fun
of your burger.
Yes, you made
fun of the
burger.
It started off with you making fun of the Black Mariana's burger.
That was the very first thing you made fun of.
Yeah.
Josh, did you get another drink?
Yeah, I did get another drink,
okay.
Yes.
Oh, and Brian got another drink too, right?
No.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Wait, see?
No, time out.
See?
No, time out. BS flag. I thought he was bringing it to you. I thought you ordered one. I saw you talking to
him. Where's the BS flag?
On you.
Oh.
For getting upset with me. There's no reason to be upset.
I'm not upset. But you profiled
hey,
me. You saw a
stop being
drink and you thought it was
no,
mine.
No, I thought he was turning towards you.
Brian, you got to stop being upset.
You're very upset. Right I know. Now. I'm very upset.
Well, people get upset all the time. It happens. I saw people getting upset yesterday at Sarge and DJ quite a bit.
I think Sarge is in on the bit, and
he likes
to poke the bear.
Yeah, he does. I think he's very self-aware. But Josh, you said,
yeah,
you had some old man takes.
Yeah, it's not. Old man takes. I'm just getting mad at some of the younger generation. I spend way too much time on social media now.
Yeah,
in a different way, like. Like, whenever I was still working in radio, my time in social media was, like, scrolling Twitter to try to see what people are talking about. Now it's just reels for hours on end. It's the way I disassociate and pretend like I like my job and other stuff.
Yeah.
I actually do love my job. But I spend a lot of time on social media. But a lot of these people on, like, Instagram and TikTok are of the younger persuasion. They're, like, in their early 20s, mid-20s. And the amount of disrespect and just lack of knowledge of some wide receivers and some players in the NFL that are probably, like, a little bit past when they actually started paying attention and not learning their history is super frustrating. But I didn't feel like we were like that. Like, when we were...
I get accused of it, but...
Yeah, because you... frequently say anything that happened before 1992 you don't have to know about.
Yeah.
That's dumb. Like, when I was growing up, like I understood to respect Jack Lambert. I understood to respect Jerry Rice.
Yeah.
Like, you are learning to respect these guys who are like the pinnacle of the sport before you came along and started watching. And the amount of disrespect I've started seeing for guys like Calvin Johnson and Julio Jones and a lot of these things where people are like, oh, like name a – or say don't say anything until you see a receiver that's better than peak Stephon Diggs. And it was like Stephon Diggs and like Calvin Johnson pops up and these two dudes didn't say a word. It's like, how in the world could you think
that's
that peak
crazy.
Stephon Diggs is better than Calvin Johnson in his worst season? What are we talking about here? And so I've seen a lot of this stuff. Now, one of the most common things that these people are doing is they bring up, and they have eight players, a list of eight players, and it's cut five, keep three. And they've been doing it with other NFL players now that have been guests, which is cool. But before that, it was like a bunch of, like, just dudes, like 20-year-old dudes who, I swear to God, they started watching football 5 years ago at best. And so I wanted to do that. I want to do this with you guys, with some of the popular names that have been going on. So this
I'm
is
intrigued.
This is specifically about we're gonna do wide receivers and DBs because this is the one that I think it's the two positions that people struggle with the most. But it's only players who have played since 2000, right? Yeah. So we're not even going back. Like we're way past Joe's rule. We're 8 years past Joe's rule, right? Okay, so we'll start with wide receiver. So I'll ask each of you in turn, and we'll just go one by one. You can only keep three of them, but you have to cut five of them.
All right.
Blind.
All right, so number one on the list in wide receiver is Steve Smith. Are you cutting him or are you keeping him?
Now remember, we're doing this in real time.
Since we're doing this in real time, yes.
Real time.
Steve Smith cut.
Steve Smith cut. Okay.
I would say cut, too. Okay.
All right, that's a double cut.
I just feel like there's going to be bigger names coming.
Yep,
We'll find a way to form a consensus on that.
That's a pretty good strategy for, like, the NFL players. That's what they've been doing. Terrell Owens, keep or cut?
Keep.
Okay. Yeah.
I think he's a top three receiver of all time.
Huh?
Keep three?
You get to keep three, you have to cut five.
Yeah, I'm keeping T.O.
You're keeping T.O.? Okay, so y'all both keep T.O. Antonio Brown.
Oh, this is a tough one.
Because
the peak Antonio Brown.
Peak Antonio Brown is incredible.
It's so good, but I'm going to cut.
One of the most frustrating conversations I saw between a couple of dudes that are probably, like, they just turned 19 and left their parents' household was having the argument that Antonio Brown was a lot better than Julio Jones. And nothing has made me more viscerally mad from a sports standpoint than claiming that over the longevity of a career that they would take Antonio Brown over Julio Jones. Like, to me, that's a no-brainer. Very frustrated. Anyway, next one up. So y'all are both cutting Antonio Brown,
yes.
Right? Okay. Next up, just brought him up, Julio Jones.
I feel like you're going to be mad if we say cut.
No, so I'm going to say...
I'm not going to be mad. Y'all choose whatever you want
to
choose.
Because I'm trying to think. I know there's one other guy we have to keep.
How many other names? How many more after this?
This is your fourth one. There's four more names.
Yeah.
I'll go cut.
I'll agree.
Y'all are cut. I'm just going to kick both of you when we
mostly
leave
mostly to troll Josh.
Okay, now, this one, technically he played after 2000. Some of his best was before 2000, but I added him in here anyway. Marvin Harrison.
See, I'm doing the mental game of trying to figure out who's left, but obviously I can't possibly know for sure. I'm going to cut.
All right, Brian's cutting.
I'm going to cut because I got a wide receiver in mind.
Double cut.
I'd be okay.
All right, this is where y'all might be a little mad.
This is why he's going to pull some garbage.
Larry Fitzgerald.
Keep.
All right. Y'all are both keeping Larry Fitzgerald?
Yeah. Although, if you talk about disrespect, I hate the crowd that tries to put Larry Fitzgerald tiers above Andre Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
That conversation drives me crazy.
Yeah, oh, agreed. Dude, we're about to cut Andre.
Andre's not on the list.
Okay. Thank God.
Andre's not on the list. I wouldn't do that to you guys.
I was like, Megatron, Andre would be the last two players.
Calvin Johnson.
Keep.
All right.
So those are three. Everyone else, we're done.
Who's our other cut?
Randy Moss.
Oh, damn it. Randy's the
second
best.
Both of y'all just cut Randy Moss from your team.
For the record,
dude.
I think Randy Moss is second best wide receiver of all time. But also cut him.
For the record, I think he's number one.
But at least y'all are mad about it.
Yeah.
When I see these dudes talking about it, they're like, one guy was like, he had made his decision. Like, I think he had kept Antonio Brown, he had kept Steve Smith, and he had kept Stephon Diggs.
Ugh.
And when it got to like, oh, you the last two was like, you cut Calvin Johnson and Randy Moss, he's like, oh, that's okay. I'm like, what do you mean that's okay, dude? You chose Stephon Diggs over two of the greatest wide receivers who have ever played. If Megatron had played a full career like some of these other guys had,
for sure.
Dude, imagine the numbers that we're talking about. It's absolutely insane. Okay, so.
Yeah, I think it's like wide receiver's tough.
Yeah, it is. There's so many good peak players.
Like, there's an argument, honestly. Like, there really is an argument for Antonio Brown for, like, the peak AB.
Agreed.
But so he kept Larry Fitzgerald, Terrell Owens, and...
Terrell Owens, Larry Fitzgerald, and Calvin Johnson were your keep. So not bad.
That's
honestly...
I'm all right with y'all, that.
T.O. is like an afterthought, but T.O. with the Eagles is one of the best receivers. And T.O. with the 49ers,
playing
too.
Like 5 weeks after a broken leg in the Super Bowl was
right.
incredible.
And he was...
It was
amazing.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like 8 for 80 or something like that.
All right, so we're going to do DBs. This is both cornerbacks and safeties. This is not relegated to just one of those positions. I think this is the category where I got just legitimately the angriest from some of these guys. Number one, Champ Bailey. Are you keeping or are you cutting him?
Keep.
Keep.
All
Champ
right.
Champ was a stud. He can play two ways,
This is tough because he's doing safeties and corners.
I just don't care about safeties.
This one I'm
much.
Pulling out. I'm pretty sure I already know the answer, but this is like pulled directly from one of the lists that made me very angry.
I know my three
because
already.
Both of these guys.
Did you say Peanut Tillman?
No.
Both of the dudes that I saw in this video kept this guy, Stephon Gilmore.
Cut.
Oh, cut.
Instant cut,
yeah,
right?
Cut.
Yeah, that's a no-brainer cut.
Yeah,
it's
a cut. It was good.
I had to give you all that gimme
he's not an all-time great.
Charles Woodson. Keep or cut?
Oh.
Cut.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to play the game and cut him.
Okay. Troy Polamalu.
Cut.
Cut.
Both cut. Okay. I thought maybe
there'd
be a little.
Did we cut before Polamalu?
A little bit. Huh? Charles Woodson.
Okay.
Y'all cut Charles Woodson. Hilarious.
He's great.
Earl Thomas.
Cut.
Cut.
Cut. Okay.
Hook him, but cut.
See, y'all are going through this the exact way I would. Hey, it's so much easier than wide receiver.
Push Michael Crabtree out of bounds and maybe I'll keep you. Okay?
All right. This is where it gets a little bit more difficult. Weapon X, Brian Dawkins.
Cut.
Cut, okay.
So we're locked into the other two guys.
You're locked into the other two guys.
Oh, crap. We only have two left?
I'm assuming that means, I'm hoping, my thought process was, after you said Champ, was Darrell Revis. Is that one of them?
Yep.
And Ed Reed.
And Ed Reed. Those are the last two.
We did it, Joe.
Which, by the way, that is, in my opinion, it's not subjective. That is objectively the correct answer to this question.
Yes. Now, I think Polamalu has an argument over Champ.
Like, that's fair.
Like
that's
I would
fair.
Still take Champ.
I would I still take
see,
Champ.
I can see why a lot of people, like, if ATX Hoban.
Polamalu was a game changer.
Yeah, like, I totally get it. But, like, I think those would be the three.
Can I tell you, when I've seen people do this, everybody is okay for the most part. They've all been okay not having Darrell Revis and Ed Reed.
That's crazy.
And Stephon Gilmore has been picked by way too many people over Darrell Revis and Ed
Gilmore
Reed.
Gilmore shouldn't even be on the list.
Ed Reed is probably one of the greatest defensive football players we've ever seen of all time. And there's a reason why they called it Revis Island.
Yeah.
So I've been a little mad, but I figured this would be a fun game to play. Get a little Gen Z action going for us where we're pretending to be like the young kids. But
I have one old man take.
Okay.
These aggregators.
Oh, they're the worst thing on social media.
My biggest issue with them right now is you don't have to share every dog trade.
Agreed.
Like, I've been seeing these, like, three-team trades with the Rockets where, like, they end up with, like, Jimmy Butler and they're trading away 4 first-round picks.
They make no sense.
Like, someone else is getting Giannis and the Rockets are getting Jimmy Butler and the Rockets are losing Reed Sheppard, Jabari Smith, three first. And I'm like, you don't have to share everyone.
I saw one where it's like the
I get why they do it. But
I saw one where it's like the Mavericks are going to get Luka Doncic back and they're going to trade Kyrie Irving in first. It's like... No, but the aggregators, they share the dumbest stuff too. It's like,
oh yeah,
they went to the park on Sunday and let their dog poop on the grass. That's crazy. Why would we allow that? So dumb.
All right, we'll take our final break here. When we get back, as always, we'll end the show with our junkie of the day. We'll do that next right here on ESPN 97.5. Your local bar can be your ticket to a global stage. Michelob Ultra's Soccer Shootout is giving fans a chance to win tickets to the FIFA World Cup 26. All you have to do is show up and compete. This event is running now through June 14th. You show up, you compete in their interactive Soccer Shootout game, and the winner will go home with a pair of tickets to a Houston-based FIFA World Cup game. That means someone here today at Rodeo Go has already gone home with a pair of tickets to a game here in Houston thanks to Michelob Ultra. Tomorrow, you can go to Christian's Tailgate from 5 to 8 on White Oak. Saturday, there are options all over the place. Papa's on the Lake in Montgomery, Marriott Marquis in downtown, Highline Park in the Heights, Little Woodrow's in Edo, and Moonshine Deck in the Heights, all happening on Saturday. On Sunday, you can go to Chapman and Kirby in Edo, Twin Peaks in Kirby, and Fabian's Latin Flavors downtown, all for your chance to win a pair of tickets to a Houston-based FIFA World Cup game thanks to Michelob Ultra. Play for the chance to witness history because Superior is worth playing for. Michelob Ultra, official beer sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 26.
Enjoy responsibly. Copyright 2026. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri. No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents, excluding California and Washington residents, 21 and older. See official rules at www.michelobultra.com/rules/ for prizes and details.
Houston's independent voice for sports talk. Jeremy and Joe, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6. This crazy world is home to all kinds of junkies.
I got a junkie for a wife. Don't eat nothing.
Some worthless junkie.
We're adrenaline junkie.
Because I'm a news junkie. Okay, I'm a Twitter junkie.
An elephant that's a junkie.
But only one can be the junkie of the day.
You're acting like I'm some kind of ski junkie.
What loser will be the winner? Find out with Jeremy and Joe.
Shut the f*** up, junkie.
All right, thanks again to Rodeo Goat for having us out here today in Edo. Joe George and Josh Beard here with you, and Brian McDonald as well. Great place to watch all of the big soccer games going on right now. It's been a packed house from the moment I walked in. It's still completely full right now. Food's great. Beers are cold, and that's all that really matters. Plus, there's plenty of TVs to watch all the games. So thanks to them for having us out. Thanks to Huntington Bank for sponsoring all of our Soccer World Cup, our soccer watch parties this year. Next one tomorrow at Patterson Park. We'll be out there. It'll be Will Kunkel and Brian from 12 to 3 again, and then myself and Brian LaLima from 3 to 6. And you'll have a chance to win a $500 gift certificate from Republic Boot Company. All you have to do is come out, find our promo team, register to win. We'll announce the winner in the 5 o'clock hour. You'll not have to be in person to win it at the time, but great time. I mean, look, I feel like that's almost a full pair of boots. If not a full pair of boots, I don't really know the prices there, actually.
Yeah, I don't know the prices at
but
all.
Like,
it'd be a wild guess for me to
say. If it's not a
say.
Full pair, I feel like it's going to do major damage into buying that pair of boots. A custom pair. They're awesome. But now it's time for our junkie of the day. Brian.
Junkie?
I'll first nominate De'Aaron Fox.
Great
what
call.
What are you doing? What are you doing, bro? Just dribble out. Don't try to go to the rim and get blocked. Also nominate Dylan Harper for not boxing out when OG ran from 5 feet beyond the three-point line for the winning tip-in.
Yep.
And finally, I'll nominate the Houston Astros for being perfect game through five innings by a guy they had put an 11 ERA on for the prior seven games.
Those are all
and they're finding a way to lose an extra innings.
Very, very good nominations. Josh?
I'm going to nominate Knicks fans for being one of the most egregiously annoying and unlikable fan bases in sports right now. Just, I get it if people are walking around in Spurs jerseys taunting and trying to fight people openly, but just walking around the city of New York whenever your team hasn't really done anything of note in a really long time, and all you're doing is berating and beating up and tearing jerseys off of fans of the opposing team, it's a bad look, and it's not fun. Anytime you can make Spurs fans look better than you, you got problems, bro.
Yeah, it's so funny because, like, if this was their reaction after they won the championship, like, I'd be like,
yeah.
We've seen worse.
Yeah.
Or lost. We've seen what happened in Vancouver a long time ago. A bunch of burning cars, burning couches, L.A. We've seen the same thing. What's it going to be like after they win?
Oh, the city's going to burn to the ground.
Like,
it's going to be turned into Escape from New York. It's going to be turned into a prison state.
Kurt Russell?
Yep. And then a future president's daughter is going to get kidnapped and taken to the prison state of New York. And Snake Bliskin is going to have to go in and save her. And New York Knicks fans are going to try to stop him.
This sounds like a win-win.
Those are good.
Yeah. Fair. Yeah.
I liked your De'Aaron Fox one. That was one of mine.
Yeah.
As well as I like the Knicks fans as well. I'm going to nominate Barstool Sports.
Ooh.
Oh. They have this guy who's not really that funny or good. This Big Ev. He got caught owing like 20 G's to illegal bookies and got called out, had all this debt, to like all this gambling debt. He went to rehab. Now he's back
Is this like a Mike Vrabel rehab?
He's back at Barstool doing betting content. It's one of the craziest things I've ever seen. Like, I'm like, this dude is like, you have like a major betting sponsor and you are allowing this guy who is like 20 G's in debt to like random bookies come back to a company with actual betting ties. I think is one of the most absurd things.
Dude, the only way out of
Texas Tech University.
Yes. Yeah. Well, like it's kind of like the same.
Yeah. The only way out is through, dude. If you're in bet debt, you got to bet your way out of it. Yeah.
Keep firing. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
True.
Wayne Gretzky, quote Michael Scott.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know if we were supposed to do a sweater of the day or not. We didn't do one.
No, I guess we should have done one. Well, actually, Will did, and he actually called it sweater of the day. I called him out on it. He tried to steal the gimmick.
You know.
And then one more additional junkie today.
I do appreciate that he listens.
Will Kunkel tried to claim Mexican heritage because he plays the Battle of Mexico.
He did, yeah, and he kept trying to, like, turn his name into a Latino name, and it was very awkward.
Guillermo Kunkel.
Kunkelito is definitely the one that I got, for sure.
I kind of like Kunkelito.
That's the first time I've ever met him. He's a super, like, I love listening to him. I love watching all of his stuff. So I got to shake his hand briefly before he left, but I just instantly thought, even without knowing him, Kunkelito, that's Will Kunkelito. 100,000%.
I'm going to my phone right now.
Change his name to Kunkelito.
Kunkelito.
Just Kunkelito. The only reason why I have to keep the Will in there, I'll never remember. Like I can't find Will's number.
You're going to get a call and it'll say Kunkelito. Like, who's
Kunkelito?
That?
Who is Kunkelito? All right. AJ, I'm going to put you on the spot. You got one back there?
It's definitely the Knicks fans, and I feel like they don't deserve to celebrate the title.
Agreed. Oh. Agreed.
Fair take. All right, that'll do it for us today as we're broadcasting live all day here at Rodeo Goat. Thank you again to everyone here. It was a great time. Incredible environment for the World Cup as it got underway. Thanks to Huntington Bank, Michelob Ultra for sponsoring our broadcast out here today. Remember, you can have plenty of opportunities to win tickets to a World Cup game here in Houston thanks to Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the World Cup overall. And Josh, thank you.
Yeah, I have to take more pre-workout so I can finally go to the gym since you pulled me away from it. So, yeah.
You've had two beers. You're not going to the gym.
I'm 100%. Flag. Okay, you know what? You're going to get videos and pictures. I'm putting 700 on that yolk rack, and I'm carrying it, buddy.
You're going to video it anyway. Yeah. I've seen your Instagram.
100%.
Oh, yeah, great. Junkie of the day, Josh Hall's workout videos.
Yeah. Just the yolk carry. Thank you very much.
It's mostly the angles you choose to post.
Right, we have to pick a winner, Junkie of the day.
It's Josh.
No, I'm going to go with De'Aaron Fox.
All right, yeah. De'Aaron Fox.
Yeah, that's a good winner.
All right, that does it for us today. We'll be at Patterson Park tomorrow. Brian LaLima will join me. Brian and Will Kunkel will be on from 12 to 3. Thank you again to everyone here. Thank you for listening, watching. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Peace.
ESPN 97.5.